I'm David Feldman. I'm the director of the Peirce Institute for the Study of Antisemitism, which is based at Birkbeck in the University of London. And it's my pleasure to welcome you all to this a Holocaust Memorial Lecture. It's the fourth lecture that the Peirce Institute has organized in conjunction with the Institute of Historical Research in the University of London. And it's a great pleasure to see that partnership renewed under the Institute's new director, Professor Lawrence Goldman, who will be speaking at the end of this evening's event. In addition to being supported by the Peirce Institute and the IHR, this evening's lecture is also being generously supported by the Department of History, Classics, and Archaeology at Birkbeck, and especially I'd like to mention the British Medical Association, who extremely generously waived its customary rate for the hire of this magnificent room. It really is a special pleasure to welcome our speaker this evening, Atina Grossman. Atina is Professor of Modern European and German History and of Women and Gender Studies at the Cooper Union in New York. And she comes to us this evening directly from the Humboldt University in Berlin, where she has been a visiting professor. A renowned prize-winning historian, her recent books include After the Nazi Racial State, Difference and Democracy in Germany and Europe in 2009, and the award-winning Jews, Germans, and Allies, Close Encounters in Occupied Germany, which was published in 2007. Tonight, she's going to talk about her current project. And when I first heard her speak about this project, it really was a revelation to me. It was a history of which I was barely aware. When I was thinking about what I would say this evening to introduce Atina, a memory of my father's cousin Michael came into my head. Michael, when I was 18 and about to go and study history at Cambridge, said, "David, you've done very well. I'm glad you got into Cambridge. But why do you want to study history? Don't we know everything about the past?" And one of the, I think, revelations of Atina's research is simply that she shows us that we do not know everything, or did not know everything, about this particular past, and Atina's work helps us to think about it anew. So it's with great pleasure that I introduce Atina Grossman, speaking on Remapping Survival, Jewish Refugees and Rescue in Soviet Central Asia, Iran, and India.